Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 2nd of May. The US Temu tax will come into force at midnight tonight, whereby US consumers have to pay the US government for the privilege of buying lower quality, low cost products direct from China. This is going to be a direct price increase for all US consumers, who will either have to pay 120% of the value or a flat $100 per delivery. It reinforces the fact that tariffs are inflationary and the higher prices are paid by US consumers, not by foreigners. Temu, the online retailer, was the most popular app downloaded in the United States last year. The tax may not show up in the US official consumer price inflation data. It's very doubtful that purchases from Temu are captured in these statistics. What it is likely to do is reinforce the narrative that US President Trump's policies are raising prices, and there is also a chance that this visible inflationary effect from tariffs will encourage people to blame all price increases on the Trump trade taxes. In this environment, the pressure on the Trump administration to do a trade deal, any trade deal, is likely to increase. China's government has suggested that the United States has been reaching out for a trade deal, and the EU Trade Commissioner has made positive noises about the prospect of some kind of agreement being reached. This will be taken as good news by financial markets, or, at the very least, as reducing the chances of really bad news on trade. However, it is worth remembering that the damage of uncertainty has already hurt the US economy, and so there are limits to how much growth can be salvaged if the United States retreats still further from its tariff stance. While sentiment surveys should very rarely be taken seriously, and survey respondents generally have a political agenda that they wish to pursue, every single published comment in the ISM Manufacturing Sentiment Survey commented on the tariff policy, with the consequences of uncertainty and insecurity being highlighted. Today's labour market data from the States is very unlikely to reflect the growth consequences of the uncertainty and trade taxes. The rough order of impact of tariffs is 1. Sentiment is hit with a partisan bias. 2. Jobs directly associated with trade, ports, trucking and so on, are declared temporarily unemployed. Other firms stop hiring but do not fire workers. 3. Inflation goes up, reducing consumer spending power. 4. Weaker demand affects business bankruptcy rates and overall employment. At the moment, the US is hovering between stages 1 and 2. Trump donor Musk's government layoffs will have a limited impact on the headline data, and the resulting delays and inefficiencies in the government sector interactions will take some time to impact private sector employment rates. The market consensus is for a stable unemployment rate today. Average hourly earnings, which are not the same thing as wages, are likely to be growing a little stronger than wage growth at the moment. However, the expected growth of less than 4% year over year is below where the tariff impacted inflation rate is likely to end up. Euro area initial April consumer price inflation data is due. This is not going to be a huge focus for markets, as investors are anticipating disinflationary effects arising from the global situation. The move in energy prices is a foretaste of that. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries, or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.